Chapter 14, The Bloody Way. Propped up on a Medicaid drone sled, Inquisitor Gastonia Agrament returned far sooner than anyone expected. Blood leaked from her eyes, nose, and mouth as one of her team guided her forward and adjusted her position at the table. She had been fitted with a clean set of scrubs, and her right hand was wrapped in a protective sleeve. A tube ran from beneath the sled, now a chair, into her right nostril. Another went into her arm. Agrament was feeling no pain as she explained her reasons.
When Primaris Kano went rogue, he took out all of our remaining arcs, except for Warrant Bast, and disappeared. The enemy gained control of 5 hive cities that day, and I couldn't risk that happening again.
And now they control 4,
said Lord Mantisera.
Where is Primaris Rovira?
General Skivix replied.
She's supporting the guard offensive at Jessamine. What do you mean 4?
Tertius has been abandoned. The Bloods have fled to the other cities.
Why?
You're asking the wrong Inquisitor. I haven't seen his file.
Whose file?
Major Kilhaven jumped in.
That of Imperial Guard Lieutenant Savant Peric Kilhaven.
Do you mean 5?
Said Mantisera. I was 5 as much as I was Peric Kilhaven, but I'd had other names. I'm sanctioned under the name Peric Silver. The name 5 was assigned to me when I joined the Imperial Guard. I was also guaranteed my family name and commission as a lieutenant upon successful completion of the mission into Tertius. Mantisera needed to catch up fast.
How did you gain a commission in the Imperial Guard?
I had a noble house sponsor on Terra and graduated from Schola Sicana, having done some serious favors for the Inquisition.
Hereticus or Malleus?
Both.
And the name 5?
I shrugged, giving the Inquisitor my best guess. I bear the dead marks of 5 warp entities. Rovira had a dry sense of humor. She knew I didn't want to talk about it, so she made it my name.
Feth, I knew it.
Agrament slapped the table with her good hand. We all winced anyway. Mantisera knew his craft and seemed flustered by the situation.
You said you were unmarked, but you never said...
He paused, recalculating his position.
It explains a lot. Please name the 5 entities.
Kiskaemon, a warp leech. Zaxes, an astral hound. Silgaemon, a grave dancer. Gorseman, a mimic. And Hawn. I glanced at Keegan Bass's overly pale complexion and took a deep breath. Hawn was... Agrament broke into a fit of coughing and spit blood down her shirt as she completed my answer.
A warp demon.
Mantisera continued his interrogation as if I'd merely named the days of the week.
How many active marks did you carry at once?
At once? 4. An Ordo Malleus Banisher removed the Gravedancer's mark before my encounter with Hawn.
And what was the result of that encounter?
Hawn was banished, and I was dead. I managed to strip away its auric shield, and 2 squads of Adeptus Astartes finished it off. By the time I'd made my comeback in the Medicaid, I was known as Peric Silver and bound for Schola Sicana on Terra.
The Inquisitor?
Teodoro Locke of Ordo Malleus ran the operation.
I know the name. What did you do to Gall Tertius?
I countered the Bloodthorn's curse with a psyker spell of my own. I wrote my name everywhere and pushed everything I had into undoing what the cultists had done. And they cut me off.
How did you know to do it?
I spied one of their rogue psykers writing the spells. They used buckets of blood as paint and spoke the victims' names as they spelled out the sigils. I reversed the flow of the soul's energy and fed it with my own, until it took on a life of its own. Keegan had seen it.
The glyphs on the walls in Sector 85B glowed silver when we left, and the spell was slowly spreading upward. I thought 5 was showing off.
Maybe I was.
And you died in the process. Good job.
The last Felguard I encountered, the 20th that day, carried an astral hound. It tried to mark me as I cut through its head. It failed to get a grip. I used the last of my energy to hold it off, and it fled back into the warp. Keegan placed her medicuffs on the table in front of Mantisera. He scrolled through the logs, sniffed once, and handed them to Agrament.
5 flatlined for 8 hours, almost burned out the device before he came back.
I added an important detail. Not even a ghost. My brother looked concerned.
Not even a ghost?
Mantisera explained the extent of my demise.
5 had been drained to the point that even his spirit had waned. He may never have recovered enough to knock on the door to the Sea of Souls. I've never seen a record of such a thing until now.
I explained how the ex-Adeptus Arbitus bounty hunters found me and planned to sell me to the traitor guard and how I'd stolen their life energy to bolster my own and escape. Being tapped out, I didn't have the warp energy needed to escape Tertius, so I'd gone up instead of out, searching for Lord Alibrand and the key to the cluster's machine spirits. Agrimont gloated.
And if you'd brought us the key, we would have owed you plenty, but none of the Alibrand brood had it.
For the second time that day, I placed the deep blue eye of Lord Alibrand on the table and passed it along to Governor Barthol. Lord Alibrand's eye. They dissected him on the altar in the High Temple of Tertius. The governor didn't touch it.
Does it contain the key?
I doubt it. The cultists would have examined it first and they left it behind.
Then why do you have it?
Well, I thought Lady Alibrand might like it as a keepsake. And second, it told me where to find an alternate key. It was well hidden. Barthol was a busy man. His thinning hair and thickening waistline hinted at a stressful existence. His exalted wardrobe outshone his patience. He tapped his knuckles on the table twice, saying,
So hand it over.
I tried to hand it over, and in the process, you attempted to murder two noble house scions. What is the penalty for such an act of treason?
Correction, not two. According to your own testimony, one was already legally dead, and the girl would barely count as half. Moreover, we are at war. I am allowed to suspend any laws or security protocols that threaten my safety.
One would find it hard to believe that an ill-clad 5-year-old girl was a threat to your eminence. Your actions speak of cowardice and nothing more. The governor stood.
How dare you?
I'd only met the man, and already loathed him for the callousness he'd shown. I stood up slowly, not giving Barthol any advantage. How dare I what? Visit you tonight? Why don't you ask Inquisitor Agrimont how cowed I can be by the bluster of those placed higher in the chain of command? The Inquisitor may be insane, but at least she earned her standing and had the inspiration to improve our position in the theater. Agrimont didn't seem offended by my remark.
Young man, what would you know about insanity?
Everything. She knew I spoke the truth.
What do you want for the key?
The first thing to come to mind was an impossibility. I didn't even try. Given my actions and candidness, I doubted even my brother would agree to remove my collar, let alone the general staff or the Inquisition. The key is safely stowed for now. I will exchange it with the governor after the war. Consider it my way of guarding my back.
And if something happens to you?
Said Barthol. You'd better hope it's nothing permanent. In that vein, I want Warrant Bass to have control of my Psyker channel and that of all our Psykers. Nobody else holds the authority to sever our connections. Does anyone here object? I scanned the long table, expecting agreement, and got it. General Skivix made it a reality.
Lieutenant, the change in channel ownership will be posted in 1 hour.
Speaking of ownership, I slid my Hereticus rosette across the table to Inquisitor Agrimont. Miss Bast? Keegan fought a smile as she presented a Malleus badge to Lord Mantisera.
From now on, I'm merely Warrant Bast.
From now on, you're my second, I said. With your lack of implants, you will have to remain at my side to be effective. I hope everyone understands the consequences of messing with my second. Yes, I just threatened everyone in the room. Standing in this setting wasn't granted. It was taken, and it wasn't difficult to imagine what had pushed their last Primaris into going rogue.
Noted,
said Agrimont. Her swollen tongue was paining her speech. She'd almost bitten it in half. Inquisitors, given your backing, there will be room for new agreements when this war is over. General McMartin had heard enough.
Lieutenant, you speak as if you have something to offer everyone. What about the guard of which you are still a part?
What did Primaris Rovira offer that she was treated with respect? In my mind, it all came back to this. My value would line my path.
You aren't Tan Rovira.
Nope, not even close. General, you're right. I'm here to win this war. What can I offer? Is one hive city not enough? Tertius is ours for the taking. Or how about the death of a rogue Primaris? I'm told one exists somewhere within the Gaul cluster, and that they killed one of my savants. I was shot by Commissar Passingen for merely speaking out of turn. What does Primaris Kano deserve, and why didn't Rovira deliver it?
That wasn't her job.
I took a moment to think for once and agreed. You're right, it was mine. No matter what my brother thought, I was a killer. I was an assassin with a bitter name to match. Tan Rovira had trained me in the use of a powerful force weapon. My psychic skin was thicker than most and rivaled that of a warped demon. I was unmarked, existing beyond the bounds of any living psyker. I could take insane risks and challenge forces of chaos that would destroy the minds of my peers. I was a killer on a leash, a mass murderer on a 10-year contract with the Imperial Guard. Inquisitor Agrimon had seen it immediately. She knew the rules of war better than anyone, and she'd read my file. I was being played. Feth, play it to the end. Inquisitor Gabriel Mantisera took it a step further with his sincerity.
Lieutenant Kilhaven, why not destroy the Bloodthorn while you're at it?
I sat down. We'd have to find it first, I replied in all seriousness. Inquisitor Agrimont, what do the Augur scans show?
They show three demon hosts on the planet, one aligned with each theater along the Aegean Rift. The most recent data places our foe within Gaul 4, while the other two are in cities farther back from the Rift. Unfortunately, Sarkis's network of blood energy masks the exact location of each lair within each city.
Gaul Quartus was the center of the arc around Primus. Due north of Primus, Gaul Secundus had become isolated from the others by the loss of Tertius. I hoped that I wasn't the only one to see it. General Skivix, the Guard can prepare to take control of Tertius while I cleanse Secundus. Each hive is a battery of inhuman power, a blood chain that feeds the enemy like our psyker channel feeds its funnel. The Bloodthorn is harvesting power through each violent death, and there can only be one end in mind. Mantisera held up his extra seal and placed it like a bed on the table in front of me.
The warp demon Sarkis is being summoned. We must stop the process at all costs. The potential for a paramount threat makes this an Ordo Malleus operation.
Beyond the Astra Militarum scale of primary and cardinal threats, there was planet-ending paramount. Somehow, it had been forgotten in General Skivix's welcoming lecture. Skivix offered a simpler solution, one that would avoid considerable guard casualties.
Why not drop an entire hive on its head, ending the demon host? The Astra Militarum could sanction a targeted exterminatus strike from orbit.
Lord Mantisera didn't like it any more than I.
General, focused on a single city, such a strike would annihilate hundreds of millions of citizens and doom the surrounding hives. Beyond that, it might be the final destructive event that enables the warp demon to enter our dimension.
Taking Mantisera's thought one step further, Inquisitor Agrimont showed everyone that she hadn't lost her sense on the ceiling.
Does anyone here think the druid Sarkis miscalculated? Three demon hosts were created for a reason. The blood sacrifices feed them, and in turn, they feed each other. How many lives will be lost in the ongoing Imperial Guard offensives? How much blood will be spilled? We can destroy untold numbers of cultists and traitor guard, and, in doing so, lose this entire world.
I looked over at my brother. He was staring at me, trying to remember something that I'd long forgotten. Fethet. I picked up Mantisera's rosette. Lord Mantisera, my name is Lieutenant Savant Peric Kilhaven, but you can call me Five. I'm here to win this war.